Thank you so much, Mary. Get Mary's forecast 24/7 at KRDO.com or by downloading the Storm Tracker 13 mobile app. It is free for both Apple and Android devices. Monument currently sitting at 23 degrees, 25 in Fountain, and Manitou Springs currently at 26 degrees. Joining me here in studio is Andrew McMillan. He is our digital content director. He's the man in charge of KRDO.com, and we are breaking down the top stories from 2020. And Andrew, what a year it has been to
Andrew,
say the least.
You are absolutely right. I do want to say thank you to all of our KRDO viewers, listeners out there. You guys helped make KRDO.com a actual record year in 2020. We had the most page views we've ever had on our website. And that's with the new launch as well. You guys may have noticed that it's a little bit of a different look than years past. So worked out a little bit of a kinks in the beginning of the year. Smooth sailing off and down. There on out, we've had, close to 65 million page views, I think, this year.
Wow. Well, and we've got a lot of big news, and it's hard, you know, I've got the, you know, report here you pulled for me, and it's shocking when you think what all we've gone through this year, because it seems like it's been so much COVID, and there's a lot of COVID on there, but there's a lot of other great stories that we covered here on KRDO.com.
Oh, absolutely, and there's a few stories that did happen pre-COVID, but let's be real, obviously, with a lot of people staying at home, that was more people that were on our website, taking a look at these stories. But, you know, take a look at these top 10 that we're looking at. Obviously, the very first one, speaking of, was the Governor Polis issuing the statewide stay-at-home order. So that happened late mid-March, and that was until April 11th. We were actually the first station to break that story. So we had a couple of reporters in on that call. We were listening, and as soon as the governor announced that, we got an article up there immediately.
Yeah, and then the number 9 takes us all the way back to January of 2020 with another shocking case that really kind of dominated everything up until we got dominated by COVID.
Well, absolutely. So you guys may remember the case of Gannon Stauch. He went missing in January 27th, but this brings us to our number 9 story. We learned later that he may not necessarily have gone missing. His stepmother, in jail right now, accused of his murder. And the number 9 story was when we got the affidavit, it revealed an outline of exactly how police think that his stepmother, Leticia Stauch, ended up murdering Gannon. And that was late January, early February, but we didn't get that affidavit until about, I think, March. Number 8 was an interesting story. It was actually when Bar Louie closed. Kind of closed out a notice when the corporation declared bankruptcy. We got a lot of employees reaching out to us, expressing their dismay. This was actually pre-COVID. It had nothing to do with COVID. But then number 7 did. So this was when King Soopers announced that they were changing their hours, announcing those senior hours as well. I forget what exactly it was, the hours, but when they announced that, it was a big talker. Lots of people were saying that that was the right move to do.
Yeah, I remember that. And then number 6, we're going back to the Gannon Stauch case.
Absolutely. So this was actually one that you wrote, and then we kind of tag teamed together. So this is a double Andrew effort, but this is when Leticia Stauch was first arrested for murder. And so lots of details in there. We're going to have all the links to these on KRDO.com as well if you guys want to go back and read through those details. So number 5 was an interesting one, kind of taking a different swing. Actually, it wasn't so much
taking a swing, definitely.
Exactly. This was one of those ones where a video is worth 1,000 words. It was, we got a fight video at a Colorado Springs Walmart, and it had to do with social distancing. It was at the height of COVID tensions. Lots of people very upset, and this happened in the middle of a line between two women in the Colorado Springs Walmart. We did speak to one of them and immediately after, and then spoke to the other one a couple days later. 4 was a different video, and this was actually when we got surveillance video of Gannon Stauch's stepmother. What was she doing in that surveillance video?
She was pulling up to the house. It was the neighbor from his Xfinity camera, and we saw it pulling up, and then not much else. I remember back in, you know, the old days, being one of those guys up in the TV newsroom, we were debating a lot on the, you know, even, you know, efficacy, or, you know, if it was really worth showing this video. But it was big with the competition. And I think, if memory serves me right, our ABC News partners had got it, and that kind of tipped our hand that, hey, if this is going to be on World News tonight at 5 o'clock, it probably should be on News Channel 13 at 5.
That's absolutely right. A little bit of an interesting insight into the journalistic world. We did have a big ethical discussion, and when we found out that World News Tonight was airing this video, we did. We aired it on our website and our air. right at 6, I believe.
Yeah, right after they did it on ABC.
But here's the thing, is that that number 9 story that we just talked about, that affidavit revealing the police timeline, it actually disputes what was in that video. And so kind of an interesting flip-flop there between what we had reported based on our ABC News partners, of course.
Yep. Number 3, this is a story that also took off well better than I thought. You know, I was the assignment manager for most of the year, so all the stories kind of came through my desk, a lot of the assignments. And when I kind of talked with the reporter and signed off on this, I had no idea it was going to be one of the top 3 stories of the year, let alone the legs it had.
Absolutely. This is a story that got shared by the God Facebook page, if you guys are familiar with that, a couple million followers. This was a story about a Texas-based wedding photographer who had booked a wedding photo shoot for a young couple based out of Colorado Springs in eastern Kansas. But here's the sad thing, is that this was actually connected to another story that we had reported on, where the bride-to-be was actually killed in a tragic crash that was out near Calhoun, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so when the widowed groom tried to get some sort of refund, or at least a credit towards a future wedding, the response from this photographer is what went absolutely wild and got us several million reach on that one.
Yep. Number 2, a fairly recent one. Again, COVID strikes again.
It was. So this is a story that Scott Harrison found. He spoke to a local truck driver who says he had to quit his job because of backlash that he was getting and because of what he called betrayal from his employer over COVID-19. But interestingly enough, the number one story thought we had something to do with COVID-19, didn't overall, but this is a story that had worldwide reach.
Yep. Charlotte Feige's passing.
Yes, this is the young girl who was the namesake of the medical cannabis strain, Charlotte's Web. She unfortunately died at the age of 13, possibly due to COVID complications. That's what they had reported at first, but it may not have been the case in the end. But a sad story, a tragic story overall. And it did have a worldwide reach. We had eyes from all over the world on that story.
Yeah, not only, you know, Charlotte's story, but this was fairly early too. So, you know, not much was known with COVID. And then all of a sudden hearing this, that I think that was a big shocker. But, and what a year. And hopefully 2020 is a little bit calmer for all of us.
I'll tell you, I mean, we're looking forward to more page views, more stories to share with you guys, of course, in 2021. But yes, I agree. I hope it gets a lot more calm, and I hope we have good stories to share. And speaking of which, always visit the Absolutely Colorado section of our website. We get a lot of people saying, where are the positive stories? They're all right there.
Yep, we air those here every day on KRDO News Radio as well. So Andrew McMillan, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time breaking this down. We'll have links to all these stories over on KRDO.com.